I'd already noticed that archaeologists were pretty narrow-minded, and I had every reason to suppose that they would be sore losers, especially Doug McGrubber, the same guy who had claimed that he could read my mind. Maybe he'd read the first page of my mind, and maybe he'd been right about the peanut butter, but he had no idea what was fixing to happen in the next chapter. He would be upset. No, he would be worse than upset. He would be badly hacked and bent out of shape. He would scream, throw his trowel, foam at the mouth, and call me hateful names. Only I wouldn't be there to hear any of it. I would be long gone, like a puff of smoke in a roaring wind. Me and my ancient bone award. But that brought up a small problem. Could I make my escape in leg irons? Actually, I hadn't thought that far ahead, and maybe I should have. It was quite a distance back to the ranch, and coyotes might be lurking behind every bush, but somehow I would find a way. If old Tripod could do it, so could I. Pretty shrewd plan, huh? You bet, but don't forget who did the planning. I didn't get to be head of ranch security just because of my good looks, which brought to mind a certain lady dog who had inflamed my heart. Sardina Bandana. I felt a ripple of sadness, but it was just as well that we ended it like this, without a last tearful goodbye. We had enjoyed a few fragrant moments together, and we would always have those memories. She would weep for me, but that couldn't be helped. I turned my thoughts back to the mission that lay before me, the bone rescue of the century. Was I ready? I did one last scan of all the many gauges on the console of my mind and began creeping through the darkness. I'd better not tell you what happened next. It might scare you out of your wits. You think you can handle this? Okay, grab onto something solid. I began creeping through the darkness before dawn. I began hopping through the so forth, and it wasn't as easy as you might suppose. Remember all those string lines? I found two of them. But I'm no quitter. I was on a mission, and nothing could stop me now. Following the GPS reading on the illuminated screen of my mind, I inched closer and closer to the trench that held the most ancient of bones. 3 feet. 2 feet. 1 feet. Huh? You know, when a guy is out for a stroll in the moonlight, the last thing he expects to find, you won't believe this. I mean, it scared the living bejeebers out of me, sent a jolt of electricity down my spine, throughout my body, and almost burned off the end of my tail. When I turned my gaze toward the most ancient of bones, I saw... yipes. My ears flew up and my eyes popped wide open. I didn't see the bone. I saw two big scruffy cannibals standing over it, staring at it with glittering eyes and licking their chops. They were about to steal my bone!